It also raises the issue of whether our laws are enough to dealing with corruption when it comes to associations and individuals who do bring themselves to form these groupings. If our laws do not give the opportunity to deal with such groupings and associations as the public sector, then I believe it's high time we all begin to think about how can we make our laws in such a way that whether it is a private entity or not, when it has to do with a lack of transparency and a lack of clear guidelines to deal with issues of purported or perceptions of corruption in the arena, are institutions of state that are mandated to act and respond to these issues should be able to come on board to deal with them expeditiously when they come up.
That was rather the programs manager of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Mary Awilena Ada, saying there should be stringent laws which clearly spell out how to deal with corruption in associations and independent groupings. Now to Henry Asantechum.
I think it has become necessary, but I don't like the approach, but that is the decision of the government. If you are doing a house cleaning exercise, you cannot say that you are throwing everything away. No, government could have written to FIFA. Yes, I know they have written to FIFA. And then I think that the first thing they should have done was to ask all those implicated in the video to step aside. From the president to A. Lawal, the Eastern Regional Football Association chairman, to Eddie Doku, the Greater Accra Regional Football Association chairman, to Linia Adi, and then suspend all the referees who were also implicated in the video. There are over 88 referees who were implicated. Prepare dockets for them to appear in court to answer questions, because they must face the law, because it borders on criminality, it borders on corruption, so they must face the law. Then again, you come to the executives of the FA, and they must also face the law. The president must resign. Now, before the president's resignation, he didn't have a vice. The statutes of the FA calls on the vice to take over whenever the president is absent. So immediately, then you force the FA to elect a vice by going to a Congress to elect somebody to take over. Now, all these things haven't taken place. Government feels they needed to take drastic measures. They had to go the negative way, or by placing an injunction on the FA. But what happens to a certain Kwaku Eyia who was given bribe and he rejected? What happens to a certain JF Mensah who also rejected the bribe was offered him? Are you saying that because other executives of the FA have erred, and so all of them are unclean and they must all be swept aside or swept away?
Now, a private legal practitioner, Martin Kwebu, said government, after the expiration of the 10-day injunction against GFA, can apply to the court for extension. He said government can apply for a longer time as long as the case may travel. He however noted that the Ghana Football Association can also contest the injunction in court to set it aside.
After the 10 days, if you want another injunction, by law, this time you have to apply again and then serve the person you want to injunct, and then there will be a date fixed for the court to hear it. So when he serves the other person, he will look at it. If he thinks this case, I will not oppose the injunction, it's open to him not to oppose. But if he wants to oppose the injunction, he will also then file his papers in opposition so that the court will then go into the matter. This current one, this for 10 days, they are not to respond. This one, the judge has already granted the injunction. So if GFA is not happy, what they will do is that they can also go to court and say they want to set it aside. But in practice, most of the time, because it's only for 10 days, you rather start putting your house together to fight the other one. After these 10 days, the government, as I stated earlier, can apply for a longer injunction. That one we call it interlocutory injunction. It will last for as long as the case is in court. So if interlocutory injunction is granted and the case will be in court for 10 years, the injunction will be enforced for 10 years. So if you look at it from a practical point of view, the 10 days, because 10 days will come in no time, in practice, what we do is that when somebody gets the injunction for 10 days, you usually don't react to that one.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program.